Hey there, brother. This is Steve Horseman with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks again for watching today. Hey, I want to make a real quick point about something that came up when I was just feeding my horse. I just brought him in to feed and I put his food down and he wasn't interested. Now, I used to get all worked up about it. Oh, he's not hungry. He's not eating. There's something wrong. Maybe I can spruce it up. Maybe I can make him eat. Here's some fresh hay. I got all worked up whenever he did not meet my expectation for how a hungry horse was supposed to eat. I was outcome dependent, and that's what this video is about. It happens with horses, it happens with people, it happens with your marriage, it happens with your girlfriend. When you are outcome dependent, that means you expect a certain thing to happen. You take an action or make an action, you expect something in return. Outcome dependency is equal to neediness. And when we get needy, we get controlling. And so I want to talk about what it's like to be controlling when you're an outcome dependent person. What's the opposite of outcome dependence? Let's just say it's outcome preference. I have a preference that he eats tonight, but I actually don't care if he doesn't eat tonight. And because I don't care if he actually eats tonight, he'll probably eat tonight. The more I care, the less I'll get what I want. The more outcome dependent you are, the more needy you are, the more everything goes wrong, the more you sabotage getting what you want. And when you're in a relationship, and I don't care if you're married, divorced, or you're dating a new woman right now, if you're outcome dependent, it makes you come across as needy. Sometimes you get angry, sometimes you get agitated, sometimes you get argumentative, sometimes you get defensive, sometimes you get way too curious, you talk too much, you try too hard, you push and you push and you push and you pressure, and you think that you're doing everything you're supposed to do because, well, you just want to have a connection with her or whatever it is you're looking for. When you're outcome dependent on what you expect to get from another person, you become needy and you become controlling. And if you want to know why the majority of the wives that we talk to and who work with our clients complain about controlling behavior, it's because of outcome dependence. Even becoming outcome dependent on not getting divorced will cause needy behavior. Divorce is not fun. Of course, nobody wants to get divorced. But if you say, I cannot get divorced, I will not get divorced, divorce is out of the question. That is not an option. I will have my family together. I will be married for 50 years. And when you become dependent on that outcome, you start acting like a very needy, immature person who does things to control other people to get his needs met. And so back to controlling behavior. You start arguing. You start asking, what's the matter? You start asking, what can I do? You excess caretake. You're helping out way too much. And you're trying so hard to engineer an outcome, you look pathetic. I look pathetic. I'm a voice of experience here for you. I know how to be pathetic. I am an expert ninja warrior at being pathetic. When you want something too bad, you try too hard. And here's the last part of the equation. When you believe in the product you're selling, right? You're selling yourself. Come on, touch me, talk to me, like me, love me, stay with me, don't divorce me. You're the product. And the problem is, if you don't believe in the product, if you don't know that the product is one hell of a high value, badass, confident, worthy man who could have anything he wants in this life, if you don't see yourself as a hot fudge sundae with a big pile of whipped cream and a cherry on it, you're going to come out as feeling less than. And when you start getting controlling, you're trying to get people to tell you you're better than you think you are. So you have to believe in your product. And this gets down to the very last part of what we teach in coaching. If you're insecure, if you have a voice of insecurity or shame telling you that maybe I'm not good enough, maybe I'm not good looking enough, maybe I'm not sexy enough, maybe I'm not anything enough, maybe I'm just a weak, pathetic man. And if you think that, you're going to act like that. And so that's why we have men's groups. It's why we have retreats. It's why we do one-on-one coaching. It's because when men figure out the truth that we're not pathetic and we're not shameful and we're not needy and we don't actually need to have an outcome in order to be happy, all of a sudden, all the things you really want, they start happening for you. It's the most counterintuitive thing in the world that when you try less hard to sell yourself, you become much more attractive to the people you've been trying to sell all along. And if this is your wife, your girlfriend, even your ex-wife, and especially your kids, start acting like you believe in the product. Take a big deep breath. Talk less. Listen more. Be more quiet. Stop trying to justify. Try that on this weekend. Just slow down a little bit and see yourself as somebody who deserves everything you want. Let us know how it goes. Put some comments under this video. I hope that helps, brother. Take care. Bye-bye.